innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 243. Yes, and joining me today, I got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Chilling. And we'll have Brian joining us in a little bit. But yeah, it's been another fun-filled week. And the weather's slowly changing. Well, not necessarily, because Florida is always the same way for the most part. But yeah, it's getting warmer. It's not, you know, semi-cold in the morning. It's like in the 50s, which is normal, but it's getting warmer as the day goes, as the day progresses, and daylight savings is just around the corner. So yay for more daylight at the end of the day.
Yeah, what, tomorrow night?
Sunday. Saturday night, late night, whatever. Midnight and shit. But yeah, we're going to have an extra, one less hour because we're springing forward.
Yep.
Yay. So what's good, dude? How you been, man?
Good. It's been, slow week. I was just working on painting and yeah, mostly working on painting and giving my hands a break with the video game stuff. So just been kind of just chilling. I don't really think I watched anything big this week or anything. The one thing I did discover is that you can find acrylic paint like super cheap at Walmart. And it's almost, I mean, some of the paints are better than the others. Some of them are like extra thick, but it's, for the most part, it's like, you know, acrylic paint, and you use it to paint the miniatures, and that's like really cool because it saves you a whole lot of money, because the paints from the company are like, I think like the most they'll give you is like 150 milliliters, and okay, like they cost like from $4 to $5, $4 to fucking $10 a bottle. So yeah, so like that's kind of like the miniatures themselves are like, the price is starting to come down on a lot of that stuff because they changed the whole way they make the models. So like the models are starting to become a little bit more affordable. They're still kind of expensive for what they are, but the paint being as cheap as it is that I can find it is a really good deal. So I'm gonna keep like doing that. The only thing is that the airbrush, I think I need to get a new setup because the airbrush that I got was like a starter airbrush. And like it doesn't work well with what I'm trying to do, and it's just okay, because like it's a really low powered airbrush. Like the compressor and the airbrush are pretty low powered. I might get a real compressor for the airbrush soon, and I'm gonna look into getting a better airbrush, because the thing is, like there's two types of airbrush, right? There's one that has the little mini tank for the paint on top. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that have the bigger tanks on the bottom. And the one that I have is like the beginner type with the little thing on top. And the way you do Warhammer stuff, like I end up like spraying a lot of paint and it just can't handle it. Like it gets clogged a lot. No matter how much I water down the paints, it gets clogged a lot. And it's just a real fucking hemorrhoid at this point. So like I painted a bunch of them the other night really kind of well. And then at the end of it, like, it just got so gunked up and fucking clogged. It was just unusable. So, yeah, I got to look into that. The good thing is, like, that kind of stuff is not really expensive. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to look around. I guess with the stimulus money, it might be the one thing I buy.
That's fair. That's a good thing to buy.
Because, I mean, I paid, yeah, I told you, like, I paid, like, about $20 for the setup just, like, on coupons and Amazon points and credit card points. So it was like kind of a test to see how it was and how I, you know, I taught myself how to use the airbrush with that. So I guess that's good for that. But for what I want to do, I need a bigger, better setup.
Okay.
And when I was looking around, there's good airbrushes like the one I want to get that are kind of, that are stronger for like under $50. And then the same thing with the compressor. You can get a good compressor for like $50 to $80.
Okay.
So yeah, it's fun.
Hell yeah, that's awesome, man.
It's kind of fun just figuring out how it works, how everything works, and now I know I need to get something different.
Right.
And yeah, good deal. I mean, I might even be able to return this stuff to Amazon.
Okay. So, question. Now that you're painting the miniatures, how would you go in doing like the small details that are going to be within?
Oh, so like yeah, for the bigger stuff, you can prime it with a spray can, with spray paint, and then you kind of like for the bigger color, for the airbrush is for like the main colors. Like if you want them to be like blue or red, like you spray a lot of red on it, and you cover it, and then you go in with a small detail paintbrush and kind of go in. That's what I want to do. Like, I want to do them in like a white or like a bone color, and then like the highlights will be like black, some gold, and like the guns are supposed to be black or silver. So yeah, so you do like a big pass with the airbrush. I can paint like five miniatures at one time if I use the airbrush, and then I go in later with the detail brush. But the way the fucking gun, the way the way they are now, like some of the white on the last two that I did is like really chunky, so I have to kind of like take the paint off and redo those. But yeah,
So is the process of getting the paint off harder than?
no, like you just kind of take some alcohol and wipe it down, or you dip it in a thing of alcohol and it comes off.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Huh?
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was kind of like my week, like trying to figure out how to do that.
That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good that at least you're figuring it out, so that way whenever you do decide to actually do more shit, you can do it with ease, and because you don't have to worry about spending too much more money onto it into it other than just getting the proper things that you already know it's gonna work for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
The big thing I did see was the WandaVision season series finale,
Ooh,
which is amazing.
yeah.
I like the series a lot, but I saw people complaining about certain things and like they didn't really like it that much, and I understand why, and I get it. Like it wasn't really what people were expecting, I guess, even if they had like no real thing of like what they were expecting to watch. They're used to the movies, so it's like they wanted something action-packed and everything spelled out for you, and like every episode had like explosions, and that's not the
It
kind of show
was
this was.
this was a huge mystery and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on in this town.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people need to like really understand about the Marvel TV shows, and what I think they're going to be doing going forward is that they're telling bigger stories, and they're telling stories that take a lot longer to do. Like if they had done movies for this, it would have been like three movies.
And if you really look at it, it kind of was like about three movies worth of shit.
It was like a mini movie each episode, but I really, really dug it. I do understand some people didn't like it, but like I said, I really dug it. I was really open to what was going to happen, and it was just a great, great series from start to finish for me. I loved it. Yeah.
Nice, nice. That's awesome, man. I enjoyed it also. I enjoyed it very much. And joining us, we got Brian here. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. So what's going on, dude?
Not too much. Had my mom over for a barbecue.
Nice. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was. I grilled for her and her companion, who's an old family friend, and yeah, so like took a
An
lot to like,
old-timey-wimey friend.
yeah, of like 45 years, something like
Jeebus.
that. Yeah, they go back.
Okay.
But yeah, finished that. A lot of cleanup.
Nice.
So just basically got done.
That's awesome. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Yay.
Yay.
So how's your week been, dude?
Week's been okay. A lot of TV.
Nice. TV
Catching
is
up.
good.
Catching up. Yeah. TV is good.
TV is your friend.
It is. basically just catching up on all like the CW stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched some really, really fucking bizarre show on Netflix. What's it? Starring the daughter of Bono from U2. Like,
okay.
I forget the name of the damn show. It was kind of weird. And like the ending kind of, I don't know, the ending didn't fit the series.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
What's it about?
So basically this so it's an English show, and this this therapist and his wife, they move into this one town in London, and this other actress, she is a single mom. Her husband is married, her ex-husband is married, and like, okay. she's at this bar, and she meets this, you know, guy, and it turns out he, after they hit it off, he's married, and then you know, let's not do this and whatever. It turns out that she's a secretary at the doctor's office in which he's the therapist at. And like, the actress who plays his wife just gets crazier and crazier and crazier as time. Like, she was great, but like, it's just a really, really fucking bizarre show.
Okay.
Let me pull it up on my Netflix to see what the hell it was called.
Okay.
All right, load. It was called Behind Her Eyes.
Okay.
And like, it's weird because they did some sort of the ending, not to spoil it, just really went the way of Doctor Strange.
Okay. So there's magic in it?
More like the astral plane thing, where like he's out of his own body, and it's like that series did nothing to provide any info that would happen until like the last episode, and it's like, what the actual fuck?
Okay.
Yeah, it's
it's a clusterfuck of a show.
I recommend, but also don't.
Okay, so
yeah,
why don't you recommend it?
Because that ending, it just really did not fit the damn series.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a whole lot more behind it that, you know, you gotta actually pay attention to in a way.
Yeah, it's 6 episodes. The first 5 are great.
Okay. So. It's kind of like like Upload, but Upload was actually great all the way through.
Upload was fantastic.
Yeah, like the last episode up there, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for season 2 for that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I'm glad you're doing good, man. I'm glad.
Thank you.
You're working out.
It's like not being employed for the second week. It's like, I'm actually like, Not as stressed. Like
you're getting back down to normal.
Yeah, okay. I really am.
That's good.
It is good. It's needed.
It's good to be back on a level playing field.
Yes, and I'm getting to actually enjoy my chillins.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to actually get to, you know, enjoy them and see what they do.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Actually, see them, enjoying the areas and seeing what the fuck is going on with themselves.
Yeah, it's nice to like get to see them, you know, just make random noises and fall over and just be happy about it.
Yeah, and not be all upset about it. Like, goddamn, I fell down.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I feel you. It's always a good thing. I guess I can go into what I've been doing. Watched a lot of wrestling this past week, of course, because why not? You know, I'm a bit of a mark for AEW now, so
Are you though? I can't tell. It's very.
I can't tell either. I can't tell.
That was just a really good pay per view.
Yeah, the pay per view was
until the end. Until the end.
I heard it got botched.
It was a major botch. It was a huge botch. And the thing is, like, they're open about it. Like, yeah, there was a huge fuck up. All of them, even Kenny Omega, the one that designed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was actually really supposed to be an explosion, but it didn't fucking happen. granted, like, it could have been really, really bad. It could have been a bad explosion because they actually did set like C4s and shit around the ring and shit. But it didn't happen. And then the funny shit is that, like, after watching it on watching Dynamite or whatever, Eddie Kingston was like, yo, the reason, because he came out to save Moxley. He came out, he was like, listen, like, you're my homie, you're my brother, we've known each other forever. Right. And he was like, I don't want you to fucking die in the ring. So he kind of like took the bullet. He was going to jump on him, you know, so that way, you know, to save him from actually some shit actually happening. And then he wound up actually, from what he said in the promo afterwards on Dynamite, he was like, yo, like, I got panic attack. I had a huge panic attack and I passed out. Because he thought it was actually going to happen. So he literally, like, the reason he was laying on him for so long was because he passed out, because he was thinking about the days that he was, the time before he had gotten into some shit like that was when he was going to fucking Rikers like a bazillion years ago. It was crazy. But besides that, it was actually a really good pay-per-view. Like, matches were like nonstop good shit throughout the entire night.
Nice.
Really good. Then we got some pretty good new appearances in the, and he was done from New Japan, coming back over to AEW now, and he's actually looks like he's gonna be a huge heel. Nice. From the match they had on Dynamite this week, he's gonna be a huge heel, so that's gonna be good. Then we also had Christian Cage. Christian from AEW, from WWE for a while.
I'm glad he's cleared.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to him and that's Renee's technically Renee Young or Renee Young from she used to be on WWE, Renee Young.
Yeah,
she's,
yeah,
now, I guess she goes by like Renee Paquette.
Yeah, yeah,
which is her real name. Yeah. John Moxley's wife. She had the first interview with him, and she was going over like his whole reasons why is because he had like a huge concussion, he couldn't do shit. And you know, then after listening, I was like, one of the doctors that he went to was like literally like down the road from here. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know that. That's awesome. It's really cool.
One of the best things I saw on Twitter was that when it was what was that moment where Edge and Christian hugged in the Royal Rumble? Mm-hmm. Somebody tweeted that GIF saying that moment you realized that wasn't a reunion, it was a goodbye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, the Royal Rumble was how many weeks ago? Like,
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, now we have Christian just fresh out of helping Edge get that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. We got Christian Cage.
Yep. Back to his old ways.
Yep. I like the shirt too. Outwork everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's his goal. He's like, yo, like, I haven't. What he said was that I haven't done anything physical in the ring for the last 6 years. So he's completely bump free. So he basically is like completely regenerated.
Yeah.
So you know, like, he's like, yeah, I'm ready to do whatever it takes.
He's about as ready as Edge was when he came back for the Rumble in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, fresh. I mean, and he probably even fresher too, because like he probably only made one or two appearances in between him out and Edge's return, maybe. Like, yeah. Edge at least speared twice or something, like, on that, like, tease in 2019. So, like, yeah, it's going to be good to see what they, you know, what they'll do with him.
From what it looks like, it looks like he's going to be trying to go for the battle.
Yeah, I saw that clip on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's just him staring at the championship going, like,
yeah,
you know. Now, is that theme song of his pretty reminiscent to his Impact theme?
Yes, it is. It's literally the exact same theme, just tweaked just a little bit.
I thought so. Was, you know, we all follow Ruckus on Twitter, and somebody had asked him about that, and he kind of just went like with an, like the emoji of like, you know, like he can't say.
No. He said it on the interview too. He's just like, yo, like, it's literally the exact same thing with just a little bit of a tweak, so that way people know, okay, this is actually the same Christian Cage that we see in back in Impact a bazillion years ago.
And what's great too is now that they're doing that cross promotion with him, right? Aren't they doing cross promos with Impact and AEW?
Yep. And they're gonna be doing that for like a few years.
I think they got a two or three year,
not necessarily a contract, but like, you know, a deal going on that they're going to be doing cross promotion for a while.
That's great.
And I think for the next Impact pay per view is going to be Kenny Omega against Moose and the other dude that's the top dudes on their end.
Got it.
So that should be interesting. Like a three-way title reign or whatever the fuck, a three-way title match, yeah. But yeah, AEW's been pretty damn good, and then we got to see that. We got to see a pretty fucking amazing ladder match. It was a six-way ladder match, which is fucking great.
Nice.
It was really fucking good. The women's title got defended, and She did actually beat ass, and she did her thing, man. It was really fucking good. Overall, it was a really good damn pay-per-view. Like, I really enjoyed it. See, you should have watched it. You should have watched it, man.
By the time I get to watch it, it's, like, already over.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, yeah, the pay-per-view starts at 8. And then, like, that's around the time when the kids are going to bed, and that's usually around the time after I'm cooking, and then it's, like, watch TV with the wife, and then by the time she's in bed, it's, like, oh.
Yeah, like, I might as well do the same thing. Right, yeah.
It's, like, might as well text Steve, because he's clearly not watching.
Yeah, because I'm clearly not doing anything other than probably sleeping.
Clearly not watching a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just watching my dreams. but the baby was pretty damn good. And then other than that, like, I've been watching. I actually watched. I continued watching Superman and Lois. And that show right there, my friend, is a really
that is the greatest show for the CW.
Yes, it is by far the cream of the crop. For the CW show, this is really, really good. Like, it's coming from a person that's not a Superman fan,
right?
To actually enjoy the fuck out of a Superman show that doesn't necessarily, yes, it has to deal with a lot of Superman, obviously, but it doesn't just focus on him; it focuses on the entire family.
Yes, they each have, like, everybody has their own story, and those kids are great.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Those kids really do a great job.
Yeah. Like, Jordan and who's the other one? What's the other one's name? I forget the other one's name.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan, obviously. Jonathan Kent, whatever. And Jordan, who's technically named that for Jor-El.
Right.
It's pretty cool. I like the way they did that, and it's just such a good fucking show, and how even the whole backstory with I didn't know the backstory, but the side story with Lana Lang is actually really good too.
Yeah, I'm liking that. We're like, you don't know if you can trust her firefighter husband, because he's all about, you know, he's all about this what the hell's his name? The guy that Lois is writing the story about.
Edge.
Yeah, Morgan so Edge.
But
didn't they do a Morgan Edge storyline in the CW verse?
Yes, he's been recasted. technically it could be, you know, a multiverse. So from what it looks like, that's what is going to wind up happening.
Because there's still not one mention of any other superhero in that universe.
Exactly.
Because it's also in the future. Right? Isn't it a couple of years ahead?
I guess. They don't really say time in here. They don't really say how time has changed or what's going on.
My only guess with that is because they did the whole Superman meets Lois Lane, you know, they get married, then they have teens.
Right, you know? Exactly.
Like, so that's why it's like it has to be in the future.
Does it, because, though?
Well, I don't remember them mentioning, like, kids in any of the crossovers.
Right, exactly. Like, they didn't mention anything like that. So what it could just be, like we've seen before. It's part of, you know, the multiverse type thing that's happened. So this is like a whole different universe that technically branched off after Crisis.
Yeah.
Because even though we did the everything merged together, they still wound up creating more universes because, of course, you know, why the fuck not? Because we technically now have fucking another Lex Luthor from another fucking universe.
Right, yeah, we don't have John Cryer.
Yeah. And not only that, but like he was a general before and now he's kind of fighting against Superman.
Yeah, that I'm curious to see where they go with that backstory.
So that whole thing is a whole totally different thing. So it's, of course, it's obviously going to be a totally different universe because, of course, he's coming from a different planet Earth.
Yes. That's why Lois's father was who he reached out to, because in his world, he died.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so he's like, Superman's going to destroy your Earth. Wait and see.
It's like a destroyed mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. Because, of course, you know, I'm pretty like excited to see what's going to happen with it.
Me too. It'd be interesting to see like where they go with these, and like, are we going to find out that Jonathan also has powers, or is he just mortal?
Right.
You know, like they kind of hint and then they take it away.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what's going to wind up happening? In my thought process is like, we're not going to see anything from Jonathan other than what we might see towards the end of the season, which would probably be like, oh yeah, look, he has powers now.
Right.
Which is like a huge, you know, cliffhanger for season two.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just me, but like when Jordan was getting super like upset on the beach in the first episode, and like he was wearing the red and he started like glowing, it looked like you know, Brightburn.
Yeah, it did.
It almost had that like feel, because Brightburn is basically what if Kal-El was never trained and loved the way you know. Yep. And it just had that like he could just go off and just destroy Earth.
Yeah
Which then another
theory that I've been listening, been going through my brain, is that it could wind up being like, you know, brother versus brother after a while, if you know, because what we see is like they're kind of like one of them's really bitter that the other one has powers.
Yes.
And the other one's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, we're supposed to be brothers. You're like, yeah, we could be brothers, but I'm still fucking pissed off that you have powers and I don't.
Right, because wasn't Jordan pissed thinking that Jonathan had powers, even though like he knew that he was the one that saved them?
Because Jonathan was like the lead dude, because he was like, yeah, I'm cool, you know, I'm on the football team, I'm mad young, and I'm on the fucking varsity team and all this shit.
Right.
And then his brother saves him because he has powers. He's like, oh shit, no. He wants to join the football team and he wants to be cool. But yet I'm getting shit on all the time.
And a theory I'm just coming up with here is that what if this version of Luther isn't there to stop Superman, but there to stop Jordan?
Hmm.
What if Jordan is that version of Superman? Think about it. He has that anxiety. He has the depression, the bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, and anytime he didn't get his way, what happened? He really started getting upset. And then when he got his ass kicked on the beach, Brightburn.
Yep. Yep. Interesting.
I mean,
interesting.
So who knows? I mean, this show has so much potential.
Yeah. And we're only on episode 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we're going to, you know, and again, we only have 2 more episodes.
Holy shit, that's right, yeah.
Because they were filming and then COVID.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Happy COVID-versary. It was 1 year ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. Fun times, fun times.
Right?
But, yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. Well, another thing that I actually got to watch this week, I actually got to see earlier, just before we started recording, I was actually watching Class Action Park. You remember Action Park in Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary based on Action Park.
Okay.
On how much of a shitty place it actually really was.
No shit. Where can I watch this?
It's on HBO. It's on HBO.
Oh, okay. I'll find it online.
Yes, there are ways, like I said, there are ways to procure it, and actually it's a really fucked up shit. It's fucked up, the shit that happened in that place. First off, the dude that actually started it, for those that don't know, that I didn't know, is that the dude that started it is the guy that was the basis of The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, after he pretty I didn't much know that either.
All that shit, he was like, I got all this money, I'm gonna go to Jersey, I want to buy a huge piece of land, and I'm gonna create the biggest fucking water park you could ever think of.
Huh.
And he did that. And he didn't think about, okay, how am I gonna do this? I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want. So he got random fucking people that weren't like experts or engineers or anything, and created the most dangerous fucking rides you could think of. And they were people died, people were injured, tons of fucking shit happened there.
Damn.
And nothing was pretty much justified, because being the shiesty motherfucker that he was, he had the insurance for the entire place, pretty much from like they're all fake insurance. So people would sue them, and then they would only get like $100,000 or something for like people almost dying.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up. But it's actually a really good watch, so I definitely suggest watching that. And yeah, it's pretty much all I've watched this week. I figured, being that I haven't really watched much, and that's pretty much it, I figured we might as well just get into some geek shit. No mid-song this week. Just gonna get into some geek shit. Because why the fuck not, right?
Well, exactly.
Something that was really interesting this week that came out that I was pretty excited for was that, of course, I'm a huge fan of the Doctor Who stuff. And we got news that Michelle Gomez, who played the Missy, who was
the female master,
exactly. She's been casted as as Madame Rouge in Doom Patrol. And that's fucking cool. Madame Rouge is one of those characters that she's basically part of the deep dive into the fucking into the Doom Patrol lore, and she basically showed up in like Doom Patrol like back in 1964, and she had like little bits and pieces popping into fucking Teen Titans here and there. But yeah, she's coming back in this, and it's gonna be interesting to see what she's gonna do in this, because of course, for those that don't know her character, actually, she has a bunch of different powers as far as like she has elasticity and shapeshifting. So she's a shapeshifter, nice. And she's able to disguise all the shit and make herself look like a completely different character. So that's gonna be pretty cool. Which kind of falls into the whole, you know, lore with what's her face. Have you seen Doom Patrol?
No, not yet.
Okay, there's a character there that she's kind of like putty, and she
okay.
So it kind of makes sense in them bringing her into that, because of course, you know, we have to see what's gonna happen with it. So that'll be interesting. Another thing that came out this week is that Tiffany Haddish, who we don't really think of seeing her in any type of superhero-y type things, but apparently she is going to be in a Netflix movie that follows the Dark Horse comics, and that's going to be Mystery Girl. And that's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be pretty, yeah. It's gonna be interesting because, of course, you know, Dark Horse they have tons of comics, but we haven't really seen much from them other than like, you know, the Umbrella Academy,
yeah,
which was on Netflix. But the new one that they're doing, Mystery Girl, is basically a girl from LA that she's a street psychic. She has no memory of who she is or where she's from, and she's basically just going everywhere in the city, but not knowing what's going on. But she knows everybody's secrets and all this other shit. So it's gonna be interesting to see this type of show on Netflix, because of course it's a totally different character that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah,
especially from, you know, somebody as funny as she is. So it's gonna be interesting to see a funny role, a funny superhero, other mm-hmm. than like Deadpool.
Yeah.
The next thing that came out, which is kind of interesting too, is that this week, actually today as we speak, we got news that HBO Max, of course, we've been doing a little bit of HBO shit. They had a press conference today. And in that press conference, they would kind of mention that they are actually moving forward with Batgirl. So Batgirl is happening, something that's, you know, they kind of mentioned it for a while, but it's actually like officially going to be going on now. It's still in the works, still happening.
Okay.
Not exactly sure if they were going to do a movie, because they said it was going to be a movie for a while, but they also said that they're working on Zatanna, which is going to be really cool. Because we all know that there's, you know, they've been talking about Justice League Dark for a long time. And then they have Constantine. But yeah, technically they said they're not going to be using Matt Ryan as Constantine anymore. So... Well, for the newer shit, of course, at least.
Right, right.
But it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with Zatanna, because, of course, they, like I said, they've been talking about Justice League Dark for a while. So seeing where it goes, I'm excited to see that. Because Justice League Dark is one of those things that's like, I like seeing the dark shit. Uh-huh. Especially from, you know, superheroes.
Yeah.
So see where they go, where they take it, is going to be really interesting. Because Zatanna is one of those characters very, very seldomly used. Like, she's been in a few things here and there, but I'm excited to see where it's going to go. It looks pretty cool. Another thing, something that I've actually like been wondering, why wouldn't they do this? And they came out this week saying that HBO is actually working on a documentary for Pee-wee Herman.
That'd be great. It's like, I know that he wasn't allowed to be Paul Rubens. He could only make appearances as Pee-wee. Mm-hmm. So, like, to see what went on behind the scenes with that, that'd be great to see.
Yeah. It'd be fantastic to see, because, of course, you know, he's one of those, you know, characters that we've known since we've been fucking children. Like,
yeah, and it's
one of those weird characters, too.
And he has such range in that, like, weird genre, too. I mean, forgetting about, like, take away the Pee-wee Herman character, you know? Mm-hmm. That's a creation of its own, but, like, you know, he had a story arc on Gotham. He played Penguin's father in Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. He was in Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Crap. He's popped up in like so many things.
Yeah, he's popped up in adult theaters and.
Oh.
Like that wasn't gonna pop up, right? Like that,
right?
Like we weren't gonna say something about that. Which I'm pretty sure is going to be a big thing. That's going to be on the whole thing, too.
Absolutely. He was on an episode of What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Voiced over 3 episodes on Voltron, Legendary Defender.
Mm-hmm.
American Dad.
He's in a bunch of shit.
5 episodes of Blacklist.
I don't think I've ever watched that yet.
Blacklist is a fantastic series. He was RX-24 in 2 episodes of Rebels. But yeah, like the man's done some stuff, you know, outside of, you know, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
So, it'd be good to see like what they do with that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely excited to see what they're going to do with that, because, of course, you know, I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially, like, he was one of the first, like, you know, TV shows that they watched as a kid. Like,
yeah.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, like, why the fuck not? It was a fun. It was always on when I would watch. Every Saturday fucking morning, I would see it. I was like, ooh. I would sit there and actually watch the whole thing.
I want to say I saw both movies in theaters.
Good for you. I didn't see both movies in theaters. I saw both movies, but not in theaters.
I don't think
my parents were like, yeah, let's go to the movies to see this shit. I think my parents were like, yeah.
I don't remember if I saw the first one, but for sure I saw Big Top Pee-wee in theaters.
Okay.
You know,
the Adventure was awesome.
I could quote that movie.
Nice.
You know, like I always say to my wife, I'm always like, I'm a loner, Dottie. A rebel. and Megan's all like, what is that? I'm like, it's Pee-wee Herman, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. She's like, I never saw it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, you have to procure it and watch it.
I mean, Large Marge, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a great show. Such a great fucking movie too. Like
it was ahead of its time, kind of.
Yeah, it really.
You know, like with his like you know mousetrap contraption to make toast.
Mm-hmm. Just for toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember who was in it as the kid who received the bike in the movie about Pee-wee?
No, who was it?
The older brother from the Wonder Years.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yeah.
So. Oh man, that was a long time ago too. Jesus Christ.
And I haven't seen that movie in probably 20 years. Yeah. Maybe longer.
Yeah, it's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
Something that came out pretty interesting too, because of course, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be getting Godzilla vs. King Kong or Godzilla vs. Kong on the HBOs. But we got toys, right? Toys are coming out. So, you know, they always release toys just before the movies come out.
Yep.
One of the toys that came out, it's a huge spoiler for the fucking movie. This is exciting that we're getting Mechagodzilla in this. I am excited to see Mechagodzilla in another fucking movie.
Like, I'm skeptical about this movie because the only Godzilla movie I've seen was the one that we saw in theaters, where it was basically like 5 minutes of Bryan Cranston and a love story between Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
The second
and I could call her that now.
Yeah, now you can call her that. That's fair.
Yeah. Spoiler alert: WandaVision's been out a week.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually the second one is actually a lot better. It's definitely worth watching. Go watch it already. Watch it. Watch the second one. Watch that one, then watch Skull Island. Did you watch Skull Island?
No.
Okay. Because those are both tied together.
Yeah, but like, I'm skeptical because of that Godzilla movie.
dude, it stands on its own. It stands on its own.
It's like, but I'm still mad. We paid for a movie called Godzilla, Steve. Godzilla, not Walter White, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver.
Oh, I know.
And Godzilla's in it for like all of 2 seconds. It's like, hey, look, it's Godzilla.
Well, more than 2 seconds. He was probably in there for like the entire like, you know,
ending.
Last third, yeah. The last third of the movie and then, you know, 15-20 minutes at the beginning.
It's like Godzilla, bye.
Yeah.
You know, like he's about to do an attack in that one scene, right? And then like the door closes and it's like whew.
Yeah. Dude.
It's like, come on.
Watch the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, watching the second one. The second one is way better than the first one. There's way more Godzilla. There's way more kaijus fight.
If I have to.
You should. Yeah, you're going to watch it and be like, yo, Steve, you were right. Shit is awesome.
I'll watch him this week.
Good. Good. Watch him. Because it's good. It's worth it. It's worth it. Watch it before. Watch it before this one comes out.
I'm gonna hear Godzilla roaring at the same time my daughter is going roar.
Yes, that's the best part about it.
Especially like Charlotte does that. She'll go for no reason.
Ha.
Yeah,
that'd be fucking cool.
And then you'll just see like Olivia sitting on her butt, just doing her hands. Like she's composing the whole thing, just going dad, 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 dad for like 5 minutes, and you're like, "What are you talking about?" And I want to know what you're saying, because she's probably having an intellectual conversation.
She probably is. She's probably She's probably telling you about quantum physics. She's just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I mean, when she moves her hands and her feet at the same time, that's totally her doing some sort of like magic spell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, "Look at me! Look at me! I'm doing this amazing thing and you can't. You don't understand." Then some other shit that came out this week that's kind of interesting, kind of awesome at the same time, but also something that's like, why? We had gotten news a couple weeks ago that CW is going to be putting out, you know, an older version of the Powerpuff Girls. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, Powerpuff Girls is one of those cartoons that are pretty much like, oh yeah, you could kind of wondering like what happens to them as they get older, or what will happen to them if they get older.
Yeah, and
we're getting that now on the CW.
And, I don't know if we need this though.
I don't think we do, but but the casting for it isn't actually that bad. Main casting in it at the moment. We have Chloe Bennett that we've seen in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. I
enjoyed her. And another person that's actually who is it? Dove Dove, what's her face?
Dove Cameron, who was also an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, she was an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I forgot about that.
She's the She was a villain in space. She's the one that sliced off Yo-Yo's arms.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The daughter of the high priestess or whatever that whole thing was about.
Yes, yes, I forgot about that.
That was actually a really good. It was a great season too.
I think that was the last season that I actually watched.
I finished the series. Through it. And honestly, don't quit it. It had a lot of really good heartfelt moments and it closed out really well.
Okay. I gotta finish it off. But yeah, both of those are decent actresses that I've enjoyed. And it's good to see them as, you know, I guess Blossom and Buttercup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the third person that they asked is they got for it was Yana Perlo.
I don't know who that is.
She's actually been doing a lot of Broadway and stuff. So at least according to the article, it says she's been doing a lot of Broadway shit. So somebody that's actually doing shit that isn't necessarily TV acting. It's actually pretty interesting because it could be that she's going to be playing a bit of a dramatic role.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be interesting. And I guess the last piece that I can talk about that's kind of really fucking cool is that something that I've pretty much, we spoke about on the show, about them doing a remake of this entire fucking series. And that's Kung Fu. Kung Fu finally got a trailer. Something that we've kind of like, what are they going to do with this? How are they going to make this fucking work? We don't have a David Carradine. What kind of kind of bullshit is this? And it actually looks pretty fucking good. After watching this trailer, I was like, ooh, I am excited for this. And I want to see this. Of course, why the fuck not?
This would be the first viewing of the trailer for me because, like,
I'm gonna play it right now.
Yeah.
It looks fucking good.
I'm excited. Like, I was a big fan of The Legend Continues when I was younger.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Who wasn't a fan of it? Not even just The Legend Continues, the original one. I used to love the original when I was younger. Will play eventually. Of course it's on the CW. Because everything's on the CW now.
Is it part of the Berlanti verse?
I guess.
It's gonna be female Kane go after Painkiller.
One peace. Peace with your family.
Peace and my family don't really go together.
Golden child back, baby.
I don't think I'm gonna go to law school anymore.
Walk in like a boss with my money at.
You've been training since you got back?
Does fighting gangsters count?
Thanks for the assist. You're a kung fu butt kicking hero?
On the A-list, you will see.
There's a girl. She's in trouble. I stepped in.
Stepped in? You can look at what you
get. More like punch and kick.
I live for this stuff.
You took down an army by yourself.
You basically walked on air.
It was to. This is what I meant to do.
That looks fucking good.
Kung Fu. New series starts Wednesday, April 7th. Free next day only on the CW app.
It looks fucking good.
It's interesting.
It reminds me of fucking like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type shit.
A little bit.
With the way they're moving around and they're doing shit. It looks fucking cool.
It almost has a Woo Assassin kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, that too.
That was a good series.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it, especially that it's going to be out in the next few months, in the next few weeks, actually.
I mean, April's around the corner.
Yeah. Exciting. Can't wait.
And I don't know if you saw the thing that I posted on the page.
Yes, what is this? What is this that you're talking about?
So, as of earlier today, they cast the voice actors for the new Resident Evil animated series.
Oh, nice.
And Leon and Claire are going to be voiced by Leon and Claire from Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Ooh.
So it's not going to be a whole new, like, well, who's this voice? No, it's going to be the people that you...
Fuck yeah.
And, you know, like, as a fan of the Resident Evil Remake games, I'm intrigued. It's going to be called Resident Evil Infinite Darkness, and it's coming to Netflix this year. Nice. And then... Yeah, basically Netflix, they tweeted going, even in darkness, a familiar voice can make all the difference. And that's kind of like a hint at like you're getting the voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take place in 2006, just a few years after the events of Resident Evil 4, involving Leon Kennedy taking a job investigating a breach of confidential info at the White House. Interesting. Because, like, right. Resident Evil 4 is one of my favorite games out of that series.
Mm-hmm.
Because it completely changed everything. It wasn't zombies, but, you know, it was a cult. But with you know, creatures and shit. Yeah.
I love cults.
And so, yeah. You're going to get that on a shirt. Oh, wait, mm-hmm. You have the AEW t-shirt.
Yeah.
they suckered you. So there's no release. As of right now, there's no release date outside of 2021. But okay. Intriguing. So it's gonna be Leon and Claire reuniting after Resident Evil 2, and you know we'll go from there. We'll see what they do.
Hell yeah, that's exciting.
It says approaching the White House in Washington, D.C., which is a major site of the series.
Okay. So
that'll be fun.
That'll be really fucking cool. Hell yeah. Uh-huh. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that.
Oh, yeah. Especially because, like, a lot of the lore outside of the games went to comic books, like, everything. And then, of course, there was an animated movie a couple of years back, actually probably like 10 or 15 years ago, that was insanely good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we don't count those live-action movies at all.
I count them. They're fun.
The first one was good for what it was. The second one was good for what it was. I wasn't a fan of 3. 4 was weird. And I think I stopped after 4.
I saw the last one, which was I've seen them pretty much all, but the one that I saw the recent one, of course, the final cut
was
pretty.
Is that the one where they bring back Michelle Rodriguez and Colin Salmon as like the clones of their characters from the first movie?
I don't remember seeing that.
That was like,
but
in one of them, then it might have been 5. It's where they bring in. They bring those actors back as like clones of their SWAT team.
I think that probably was 5.
Okay.
I don't think I remember seeing that in 5. But
like the best things to come out of those movies was a lot of the casting. Some of the casting and some of the costumes. Sienna Miller as Jill was fantastic. Yep. And Wentworth Miller. Yep. As Chris Redfield was really well done, and then for the villains in part 2, Nemesis was on par.
It was on par. It wasn't bad.
And then that creature with like the weird like triangle shaped face covered in red that like Alice you know was using like the sawed off shotgun with like quarters.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically shooting him with quarters. Like, do your laundry, bah. And like that looked good, but other than that, like, nah.
It was all right. I've enjoyed the series, for what it is. I don't really look into it oh my god, it has to be just like video games. It's like, okay, it's fun. They're fun zombie movies.
They're a big step above movies like Zombie 90.
Right, exactly. They are better than a lot of the shitty zombie movies. They're better than World War Z. So World War Z was dog shit.
I never saw it.
Yeah. Good.
Probably better off.
Yeah. Especially for somebody that actually read the book. I actually read the book, one of the few books that I've actually completely read. And I actually was not entertained by that movie at all. super extremely running zombies when the movie is supposed to be it's a retelling of, the outside people, basically people that are looking into it. There's a dude going into it trying to figure out what's going on with the the zombie outbreak and shit like that. But from what the movie we're just gonna make it a zombie killer movie.
The best part to come out of that movie, from what I know, is Peter Capaldi playing the WHO doctor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he from the world? Yeah, the World Health.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. I'm like, wait, Peter Capaldi's in this. He's the WHO doctor. I was like, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. He was good. He was real good. I like that. That was a good. What did you call it? Not necessarily. It was a good premonition, I guess you could say. This was before he even became a doctor. So yeah, it was good. It was good. That pretty much wraps it up for this week. Unless you got anything else.
No, I got nothing.
All right. So, go to innercitygeeks.net where you got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Once we got this show, we got Brides of Jay Presents stuff, we got It's Poppin', we got a whole bunch of other shit. So make sure you go check all that shit out. Got places you can go to, check out Amazon.com on there, get some Amazon shits. You check out some CBD stuff on CBDMD, check out that. And we got some clothings and stuff. Go check out So Sick Clothing Company or So Sick, SOESIC clothing.co and Beard Octane. Get some beardly stuff. Oh yeah, type in InterCity Geeks for 15% off at So Sick. Type in ICG10 at Beard Octane for 10% off. And then the newest place you can find shit for us, you could find shit, not necessarily get discounts off of yet, but you can check out Sideshow Collectibles. Go check them out. Click the link and basically tell them that we sent you there. Pretty cool shit. They got a lot of cool statues there. So much shit. Ooh. So cool. One of the places that I enjoyed going to their booth at Comic Cons.
Absolutely. Oh, remember Comic Cons?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back when we were a herd of dudes just walking around enjoying the times. Yeah, I remember those days. So long ago. but yeah, go check out Sideshow Collectibles. It's got a whole bunch of shit on there. A lot of cool shit. They just recently released a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and I'm like, ooh, I like it. So yeah, go check that shit out. Then you can find more of us on FacyspaceSpace, so FacyspaceSpace.com/InterCityGeeks. Before that, you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. And like I was saying, Facing Space. You can find us on the Instagram, on the Twitters, at InterCity Geeks, and we're going to find you, Brian.
You're finally sitting in this chair, staring at the mess that I need to clean. As my review station is looking more and more like a garbage pile.
Nice.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Bri_2J. You can, of course, find my personal Instagram at Bri2J. Bri2J Presents, if you want to follow the channel. Bri2J Presents on YouTube. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. New content will be there at some point.
Yep.
I might just review my kids as they have lots of articulation. No battery required. Battery included.
Just don't turn the pieces too far.
Exactly. They're life size. They're life size for that size. Yeah. Go to bright2jpresents.com. There's all a whole bunch of stuff up that way. Please let me know if you want the layout to look different. I'm kind of having a debate. Steve knows about this. Yep. So, yeah, just hit me up on all those things, and I'll see you guys probably next week.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time.
Yay.
And I guess in closing, say goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yay. And before we go, of course, like, we like to play some music and shit. So I figured, why not play this one? Because, of course, we didn't play a mid-song, so I figured, why not go straight into, you know, a final song. And this is actually a really good song that's actually come from somebody that we actually had on the show before. Not necessarily on the show, but we featured one of their songs previously. Jared Dines actually made a collaboration with Howard Jones, formerly of Killswitch Engage and Devil We Know. They have a new side project together called Scion, and it's really fucking good. It's heavy as shit, of course, along with, you know, Howard Jones's amazing fucking voice. And the song is called The Blade, and it's gonna be coming out sometime this year. And it's gonna be awesome. Because it's fucking good. It's good fucking good shit. Good fucking good shit, exactly. So check that shit out. But don't be a dick. And always remember that the geeks shall inherit the fucking earth.